This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam, rasulullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Orzazi. We're coming to another episode of Rock Ramadan 2016, day 28. موضوعنا اليوم إن شاء الله سوف يكون حول زكاة المال وزكاة الفطر. زكاة المال الفرض وزكاة الفطر عند جمهور العلماء هي الواجب. زكاة الفطر التي تخرج قبل صلاة العيد في شهر رمضان أي قبل صلاة العيد، وإذا خرجت بعد صلاة العيد فهي تعتبر صدقة ولا تعتبر زكاة، ومقدارها صاع من أرز أو من زبيب إلى نحو ذلك. أما زكاة المال فهي التي تخرج ربع العشر على الممتلكات الشخص. Today's topic is about the zakat, zakat al-mal and zakat al-fitr, the difference between the two zakat. Zakat al-mal is the pillar, whereas zakat al-fitr is the, according to Ahl al-Ilm, is wajib, is obligatory, which is the zakat that you know you have to pay out before the prayer of Salat al-Eid. You know, before Salat al-Eid. Otherwise, if you were to pay it after Salat al-Eid, it will be considered as sadaqa, but not zakat. And this zakat al-fitr, the weight of it is the sa', and the sa' is a handful, four times your an average man handful of barley, of raisins, of rice. So as the Prophet Muhammad has indicated, this is by Bukhari and Muslim and narrated by Ibn Umar with regard to zakat al-fitr. But zakat al-mal, the zakat that you pay off of your things that you own, and also the wealth, zakat of the wealth, and that is the way to count it, or the way to calculate it, is basically 2.5%, 2.5% of anything that you own prior that this thing that you own has reached the nisab, and the nisab means the threshold. So the nisab is threshold. So you have two conditions. Condition number one is it has to go through one full lunar calendar. One full lunar calendar. So if you have, let's say, some wealth which has reached or met these two conditions, the first condition is it has to go one full lunar calendar, and from one, let's say, Ramadan to this Ramadan. Condition number two, it has to meet the nisab, the threshold. And the nisab is 85 grams of gold or 595 grams of silver. Meaning, let's say 85 grams of gold, you know, you do the calculation, how much is 85 grams of gold? Would that be, let's say, $1,500, depending on where you're from, right? So if you have, let's say $2,000, you know, we're just gonna, you know, say a number, you know, 85 grams of gold. Allahu alam how much that is. But let's say $2,000. So if you have that $2,000 and it has done one full lunar calendar and you've been sitting there, made one full lunar calendar, and it has met the nisab, which is, you know, 2.4, which is the 85 grams of gold. So you have to pay out 2.5% of that. And that will have to come as zakah, and that is a pillar in Islam. But let's say you have this, you have something that has reached the nisab, but before it went one full lunar calendar, it went down. You spent off of it. Yani now it's below the nisab. Do you have to pay zakat on it? No, you don't have to pay no zakat on it because it did not meet the second condition. So, with regard to things that you own, if your house, the thing like your house, you don't have to pay zakat in it. Your car, you don't have to pay zakat in it. But things that you know, in terms of business, like you, if you have a business, the money that you get off of that business, if you have a rental car, let's say, things that you get, no, you don't pay zakat on all the cars or like horses or whatnot, but you pay zakat on the money that you get from that business, you know. So you pay zakat zakat al-mal on that, inshallah ta'ala. And like I said, this zakat is to purify, it's called zakat, tatheer. It's to purify your income, to purify it, so that Allah Azza wa Jal puts blessing in it. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your ibadat, and to accept your zakat in this blessed month. Until another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2016, I say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.